Garner, I couldn't help but notice you were admiring my new Apple Watch.
How many steps you got in so far today, BK?
Let me take a quick peek, Sipu. So far, I've been awake for 6 hours, 1,300 steps.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's pretty. Actually, that's not very good, is it?
No. For 6 hours? Hey, which model is that? Which Apple Watch?
It's only a Series 4.
Oh my, how embarrassing.
Cuz I'm just keeping my feet on the ground over here. I'm just slumming it.
Are you poor? A lawn chair is a good town chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I've never had a bad time in my old lawn chair. I don't think we say that anymore. I don't think we say, is that guy poor? That seems like it would be politically incorrect.
I think it a lot.
Economically disadvantaged. I believe that's what it is now.
Up and coming.
I'm Garner Andrews. That's Bryce Kelly sitting right over there. Welcome to Lawn Chair Profits episode 4?
Sure,
4. Sure. Formerly known as Top Ranking Podcast. On today's show, the power rankings of solo condiments. Now, these aren't condiments you put on a hot... I mean, they're hot dog hamburger condiments, but the ones that you could just stand in front of the fridge and just squirt it right into the back of your throat.
Right.
Straight up. Solo right. Condiments.
Okay, yeah. I got a couple I could probably handle.
I have an idea for a new Saturday night TV show, maybe, to go head-to-head with Cops and PD Live. It's called Pants Emergency.
Sounds fun for the whole family.
But first... things that sound way better than they actually are. I brought my ukulele.
We only got two chairs, but maybe if you ask nice, you can sit on Bryce's lap. It's the Lawn Chair Profits.
Waterboarding and Lyme disease are just two things that sound way better than they actually are.
Do you want to come up to the cottage this weekend, Bryce, and do a little waterboarding?
Waterboarding sounds like something that Tony Hawk would have been really good at.
Yeah, or something that, you know, you see that vintage film footage of the guy, the really buff-looking guy in the wooden speedboat from back in the 50s and that pulling a pyramid of water skiers.
Yes.
Maybe that's waterboarding.
Yeah, if you saw that and just like, oh, what are they doing? Oh, they're waterboarding.
Oh my God, that looks like a delightful time.
You need a lot of friends and a sunny afternoon, and you can waterboard for hours.
Yeah, and you need a guy who you don't really know. Guys in that era, nobody knew how old they were. Like, why did everyone was the same age back in the 50s? You were either young or old. There was no middle ground.
Yeah, I think it's once you hit your 25th birthday, suddenly you look like you were 47.
Yeah. What happened?
I think it's all the heavy smoking they did.
Okay.
The unfiltered cigarettes.
Mine that always catches me off guard, too, things that sound way better than they actually are, Lyme disease. Because the first time I heard Lyme disease, I'm like, Lyme? That's one of the most refreshing summer flavors out there. How could that be a bad thing? Well, as it turns out, it's spelled different.
Yeah, you know, like, to me, it sounds almost like a shot you would order at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a vodka slime and a Lyme disease, please.
I bet you Lyme disease is a shot. I bet you it is. I bet you right now somebody listening to this is, oh, my God, did I ever get sick on Lyme disease?
I'm never going to have Lyme disease again.
Oh, my God. Global warming. Yeah, that sounds like a good thing, but as it turns out, not.
Yeah, it sounds like a setting in a sauna.
One of my favorites was a Dutch oven. It's the exact opposite of fresh baking.
You're like, yeah.
Hey, kids, Dutch oven.
Dutch oven sounds like, yeah, like, ooh, brownies or something like that. Kind of, but not quite.
No. Oh, this one was good, too. Hey, guys, what about the clap? It sounds encouraging. It's not. It's bad life choices.
Yeah, the clap definitely sounds better than it actually is, or so I'm told.
Yeah. Bryce, you're going out on a hot date this coming Saturday night. Get yourself all dressed up, maybe go formal with a Colombian necktie.
That's a really nice Colombian necktie. Where'd you get it from? Oh, the Bay.
That's bad when your country is so violent that you have a particular form of death named after your country.
Yeah.
Like a particularly gruesome way to die.
I always thought exhuming a body sounds, I don't know, it's it,
It sounds like it's coming up for a breath of fresh air. Exhume.
Yeah, like it, yeah, something you do at like a yoga studio. Now just exhume your body.
Mm.
But it turns out exhuming a body, not the glamorous thing it sounds like.
Somebody else texted and said enucleation. It sounds like you're going to be spending time down at the particle accelerator or whatever that thing's called, maybe splitting an atom. And no, enucleation is when you it's the surgery when they remove one of your eyeballs.
Oh, God.
Boo.
What is it called?
Enucleation.
Enucleation. Yeah, it sounds like you're about to create the God particle, but...
Melancholy. Sounds like a dog breed that retrieves fruit. Sounds so much better than what it actually is. God, a dog that brought you fruit? How fantastic would that be?
Is that a melancholy? I think that's a melancholy.
My God, I love melancholies.
Did you find a... where'd you get that melancholy?
Oh.
Get it from a breeder?
Does that melancholy sleep through the night, or do you have to get up and let it out? How old is your melancholy?
How's that melancholy with children?
Can I pet your melancholy?
Mm, beautiful dog.
Traffic jam. Yeah, that's okay. That doesn't really sound that good. I mean, everybody loves jam, but you hate traffic, so how is that a good thing?
It almost sounds good.
Ultrasound sounds like a music festival. Oh, my God. Have you ever heard this one before? Dean's Vacation.
I had never heard that before, but it was explained. What is it again?
It's when your grades are so bad that they ask you to take a year off of university.
Wow.
Now, why don't you just treat yourself to a little dean's vacation? Okay.
Yeah. Well, how come you're not? What are you doing at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday? Well, I'm on dean's vacation.
Oh,
nice.
Cam, what's going on?
You're talking about things that don't sound so bad or whatever it is.
Well, things that sound way better than they actually are.
Way better than they actually are. I'm probably going straight to hell for this one, but every time I hear about Ebola...
Ebola?
Ebola, that's it. All I hear in my head is it going, Ebola!
Ebola! Now you're going to be singing that all day, aren't you? Ebola!
I had never thought that before, but now it's all I'm going to think.
Mm.
Yeah, like when you hear about Ebola outbreaks, in my head be... quietly thinking of that song.
Is that how you cure Ebola?
Through song and dance?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Oh, here's a solid one. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
Euthanasia.
Oh, jeez.
The youth in Asia, they're standing up for themselves. They're fighting for change. No, euthanasia is a bad thing. It is not a good thing.
Yeah, euthanasia. It does sound really fancy.
One more here. Let's grab somebody on the phone.
My daughter was asking if cow pies had been added to the list of things that are sound better than they actually are.
Nope, but cow pie certainly needs to be on the list.
Oh, you know, you can just imagine it. The rich, flaky crust shattering as the knife goes in to cut it. The smell coming up.
It's like he's seen a TV commercial for cow pie where you see the fork come in slow motion and the crust just flakes everywhere.
I could go for some cow pie right now.
Oh, he paints a picture. He paints a delicious, delicious picture.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner and Bryce. It's on the internet where your Uncle Ron gets way too political.
Garner, I was watching a professional hockey scrimmage recently.
Mm-hmm.
It was an exhibition game, so, you know, I was barely paying attention.
Yeah.
But this game, it was between the Winnipeg Jets and the Edmonton Oilers. And a player for the Jets, Mark Letestu, in the third period, the camera's on his face. And it's him sitting on the bench, and he just eats an entire packet of mustard.
Like, he just puts it in his mouth, pulls it through his teeth, and discards the package.
Yeah.
Like he's done it 200 times.
And everyone's watching this game being like, what on earth? Like, we've seen, you know, Gatorade, water... I've seen guys get stitches on the bench before, their teeth fall out of their jaws, but I've never seen someone eat a packet of mustard before. Turns out there's a scientific reason behind it.
Yeah, it helps you with muscle pain or something. I don't know.
But it's very off-putting. And just the idea for me of eating an entire packet of mustard is very off-putting.
But if you stop and think about it, everybody has that one top-shelf condiment that you could eat straight out of the jar or the package. It's that delicious.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first one for me, like, I'm more of a ketchup man than I am mustard. Like, when I'm the mayor of Corn Dog City, I'm 100% ketchup. That thing's swimming in ketchup.
Which is a side note here, too, for everybody. When Bryce used to dance professionally, that was his name, the mayor of Corndog City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of tips. I don't know what mine is. I love tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce isn't bad. I got off the fish and chips wagon for a while. Now I'm back on.
Hard?
Pretty hard.
Yeah, she's a mistress.
Like, it's a problem.
Yeah, the tartar sauce to me is always such a, like, how can something that's made from something they scrape off your teeth be so delicious? That's the part I don't understand.
Is that the hidden ingredient in tartar sauce?
Well, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's like teeth gunk. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know why it's so delicious. A lot of votes for Cheese Whiz. A lot of people say they can just sit down with a spoon and a jar of CW and go nuts.
I remember when I was eating healthy once upon a time, I would often get a stalk of celery and load it up with Cheese Whiz. Because, you know, I'm very fit.
Yeah, I can tell by that Apple Watch.
Yeah.
But the celery is only... I don't know what it is. It's a technicality. It's just so you don't feel so bad about yourself for eating straight Cheese Whiz.
I was telling that to my girlfriend, who then proceeded to tell me that Cheese Whiz is basically plastic. And I got the yucky face, and I basically got scolded in the middle of the grocery aisle.
Yeah, and you're like, well, I'll be taking this giant jar of plastic.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to eat it out of spite now. But that is a good one. Cheese Whiz, grossly underrated.
A lot of people say they can eat, Miracle Whip. What is the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise? I know there is a difference. There's a taste difference. Personally, I prefer Miracle Whip.
The number of people who give the yucky face when you talk about mayonnaise is astonishing. I don't mind it at all. I was late to the party putting it on burgers, but now I'm all in.
Somebody said, is cranberry sauce a condiment? My husband says it's a side dish. I say you got to put it on something. No. I eat that straight up. As a matter of fact, I remember a time where I ate a can of it right out of the can with a spoon. It's that good.
Those sound like lean times.
Well, no, that was like 6 weeks ago.
I think of it more of a side dish. I don't think of it as a condiment.
No, but when you, do you eat cranberries?
I did, cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Christmas dinner. Your mom makes you a nice turkey and everything else like that. Do you put a little pile on the side that you eat?
Yeah.
Just solo?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you're eating it solo. That's a condiment. You're eating it by itself.
You want a bad time. Have some cranberry sauce and then drink some milk.
Oh.
Those are things that don't go well together.
That's the new orange juice and toothpaste.
It really is.
This is gross, but I can stand in front of my fridge and eat Miracle Whip by the spoonful. See, there's another vote for Miracle Whip.
Mm.
I feel the only thing stopping me from eating straight Donair sauce is not having access to Donair sauce.
Ooh, Donair sauce.
Do they keep it locked up somewhere?
They should.
Yeah.
Otherwise, next stop would be my thighs.
Hello?
Condiments, huh? I love hot sauce. I could drink that stuff pretty good. Like, like any hot sauce.
How hot do you go?
The hotter the better, man. I love it. Like, I like the Tabasco. I'll take a shot of that every once in a while. Like hot sauce, I come home, I'll drink that, and banana pepper juice. Very delicious.
And I don't want to get too graphic, but when
it's fine. Yeah, my body is pretty used to this. I've been doing it since I was a little kid, so.
Like, you're not tearing the towel rack off the bathroom wall or.
No, I think the body gets immune after, many years of abuse.
Rolling up a towel to bite on as you're bare down, screaming into a bath mat.
No. Like I said, I'm really, I love the spicy food. So, dill pickle juice as well. Oh, man.
I could drink dill pickle juice, too. I love it. And I do from time to time. And I will drink it right out of the jar at home. Oh. And a lot of people are like, ew, gross. But I'm the only person who eats pickles in my house.
Wow.
Could you eat straight hot sauce? I couldn't.
No. I like hot sauce. I put it on a lot of things, but I don't think I could just shoot one back like pickle juice.
Pickle juice is fantastic, Bryce.
I don't think I could do that with hot sauce.
Pickle juice, you know what would be good, and I'm sure somebody's tried this before, is that at the end of the jar of pickles, when you're left with nothing but the delicious pickle juice, could you freeze those? Like, could you make pickle juice ice cubes and put those in maybe a Caesar?
Ooh, I like that idea.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I could get behind that.
Okay, pickle juice ice cubes. We got to make some of those.
Yeah, just don't put it in your bourbon or whatever.
Lawn Chair, don't care. Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets.
Bryce, I'm an idea factory. I'm always pumping. There's always smoke coming out of the stacks.
Okay, yeah, they're not all winners, but you feel like you have one here?
I sure do. I've got a new idea for a TV show. This is something for Saturday nights to maybe go up against Live PD or up against Cops. Those are juggernauts, those shows. They're massive shows.
Iconic.
Yes, but I think that my new idea, I think this might be even better.
911, what's your pant emergency?
Pant emergency. 911, pant emergency, Bryce. So what we do is we go live, people call in. First of all, the set is inside a dimly lit room. It maybe looks a little bit like CSI or something like that. There's computer monitors everywhere. There's people walking fast through the background with clipboards. People at each station wearing headset microphones and dispatching emergency pants to people who find themselves in a pants crisis.
Do you know what I mean? Yes. So they, spilled coffee all over their pants.
Sure. There are many, many pants crises.
Maybe they split their pants wide open. Maybe.
Oh, boy.
They didn't make it to the bathroom in time.
That's a little gross.
Apparently, it's pretty common.
Well, judging by the number of phone calls we got about this, yeah. There's a lot of people. And a lot of people just own it. Like, they just walk right in. Oh, yeah, yeah. I crap my pants at work one day. Which I find jarring. I don't want to hear that.
No, that's something you bury deep down inside until it becomes an ulcer that ultimately kills you.
Yes, you never talk about it again. Ever. Unless you're this little ray of sunshine.
Hi, I'm just calling in about the pants emergency.
Are you in the midst of a pants emergency right now?
No, but I had one about 11 years ago. A really bad one.
Please share.
Okay, I just had my daughter. She was about 5 months old. And things weren't, things were kind of still loose as far as the number two was concerned.
Oh, boy. Hang on there just a second. Amber, let's, long story short, this thing, just speed through the gruesome details, please. Hi, so you had just had a baby?
And when I had to go, I had to go. So I was walking home from my in-laws. I was passing a schoolyard and I thought, nope, can't find a bush there. I got home, gave the baby to my husband, and I got to the bathroom, I undid my belt, everything else went into my pants. Everything else. I still have the pants. Well, my husband came to the back door, he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, just give me 10 minutes. I got in the shower, and I cleaned myself up, I cleaned the pants up. They were still really good, I just gave them a good wash.
Okay.
I still have them.
Wow. Yeah. It was,
That was my pants emergency.
Good share.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that was a pretty good share, huh?
Wow. Even fast forwarding through all the hard details, still left a lot on the table.
I wish we could have gone into the great detail about the schoolyard on her way home, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Her husband coming home and wondering what she was doing. There was a lot of graphic detail there.
Are you as disturbed as I am that she still has the pants?
And it was 11 years ago. Actually, think about that for a second. If there is a bright side to crapping your pants, it's that you still have the pants 11 years later and they still fit.
And they're still fashion acceptable.
I would argue they're not, but I've never seen the pants. I can't judge.
What a disgusting story.
Somebody just texted, I work as a paramedic and have had my pants rip while lifting someone off the floor. Who does 911 call now? Well, good question. You wouldn't call 911. You'd call pant emergency. I don't know what the number is going to be. 912, someone suggested.
Oh, two for number two.
Yeah, that's so clever.
Can you imagine, though, you're a paramedic and you're already in like a messy situation and all of a sudden you split your pants wide open?
Oof.
Bad day at work.
Yeah. This doesn't really have anything to do with pants, but I mean, this is about wardrobe malfunction too, but I don't want to call it wardrobe malfunction that's been done to death. Somebody said I had a big nasty booger on my chest.
Ooh.
From when I had blown my nose earlier. My coworker noticed before me. I still think about that all the time. Haunted by the booger.
Oh, I don't think I would ever say anything. If someone came up and was chatting with me and they had a big old snot rocket running right down the front of their shirt, I would just be like, don't stare, get this conversation over with, and never talk to them again.
I'm a little concerned that one of my brothers told my parents that I have a podcast, and I'm a little concerned that maybe they're listening.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but hi, Mom and Dad.
This is how we earn our money.
Yeah, this is what we do. But my mom was at my house a few weeks ago, and we were having, my dad wasn't there. We were just having dinner, and my mom ended up with something on her, like on her chin or something, and couldn't bring myself to even tell my mom. Finally, my beautiful wife did the.
Oh, the motion.
Yeah, and my mom caught it. So sorry, Mom.
Wow. So it had been hanging there for quite some time.
Yeah. Just clearly that goes to show that my wife is a better person than me.
Yep. No, that's very fair.
The one that came in over and over again here on the text machine is, I don't even know how this is possible. I accidentally wore one shoe and one slipper out to paint night with my girlfriends. I stopped for gas along the way and noticed a couple of looks, but I just thought it was because I was dressed up and looking good. Nope. Okay, one of those shoes has arch support. One of them probably has an open back. How do you? One of them is shaped like a Duff beer can. Like,
I could imagine if I was wearing two different kinds of dress shoes that are both uncomfortable, maybe I wouldn't notice. But two distinctly different things. How do you not notice that?
Yeah. I don't know. Are these stories going to be on Pant Emergency, or are we going to focus strictly on pants?
I don't know. I feel like going out of the house into public with two different pairs of shoes, one of which is a slipper, I think that is an emergency.
Yeah.
You messed up.
I was at the movie eating Rolos. One fell out of the package and happened to make its way down to my butt. Guess what melted Rolos looks like on your ass? Does it look like doo-doo?
I'm sure it would. It would be a tough one to explain. I wouldn't believe it. Oh, it's just Rolos, man. I sat on a Rolo.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah? Let me sniff it.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. You need to call Pant Emergency for that one because can you imagine being on a first date and that's what happens?
Yeah.
Oof. Good luck.
This guy here spilled a beer into his crotch. Wait.
Hi. I have a good pants emergency to tell you about.
Okay, are you in the midst of a pants emergency right now? Do you need help?
No. I'm okay. This is a traumatic situation from a little while back.
Okay, sure. I'd love to hear the story.
All right. So I was at an Oilers game. Went out for dinner first, me and a friend, early in the first period, and figured stomach was rumbling. I'm like, got to go number two. You know what? Do it now. The Washington Spinas are going to be all game long. So I have my had a full beer in my hand. Why I brought the washroom, I don't know. Sit down in the stall and in my business, and I've got my beer on the toilet paper dispenser. And all of a sudden, the guy comes running in beside me in the next urinal and slams the door so hard that my full beer flips over and lands right in the crotch of my pants that are down around my ankle.
Oh boy.
And, yeah, and I even grabbed the beer fast enough where there's still half left. But like when your pants are bundled up like that, it gets all of them at the same time.
Oh yeah, it's like tie dyeing a t-shirt.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there thinking about what I could possibly do. So I just took my sweater off and wrapped it around my waist like nothing happened, and just sat and watched the rest of the game in some wet pants.
Did you at least tell your friend?
Oh yeah, no, he got a good view. I gave him the butt on the way by, and he saw the the damage done.
Yeah, you were swassing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Man, all that in the first period.
Oh yeah, had to go to the gift shop, buy himself a jersey, tie it around his waist.
That's just the worst. And I'm also very concerned for the person who was at a hockey game, and it was enough of an emergency that they had to run into the stall and slam that door.
Yeah, what was going on there?
They were on the cusp. They probably had a pants emergency dialed, and they just hadn't hit the connect phone call.
In case it sort of worked itself up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had dialed 911, but hadn't hit send yet.
That's probably exactly what was going on. Oh, this one. When I was pregnant, I went to a wand wash, car wash, to wash my car. Pulled into the stall, got out, leaned into my car to grab some change. My water broke with a gush.
Ooh, gush.
I grabbed the dog blanket from the back seat, put it on my seat in my car, and booked it home. Woo! Well, the beauty of your water breaking at the car wash is easy cleanup. And I hope you did the right thing. I hope you spent the $2 and blasted it down the drain.
I don't know why, but the word gush in that story just really took it to the next level.
Garner and Bryce, here's a different wardrobe malfunction. I was at the beach, busy day, wearing an old bikini, dove into a wave, then came up facing the crowded beach that included family. Let's just say my top could no longer contain the calamity that was my mammaries.
Calamity that is my mammaries. Oh, wow.
Why are they such a calamity? My God.
That is
people are
rough.
Good at writing.
Man, oh man. Especially just being your family with you at the beach. Woo, that's a bad time.
Hang on. I got to go back to this one because we got several. This one right here. People losing their underwear at work.
Oh, yes.
We heard from the one woman who said that she went to the bathroom at work, stood up, and when she was pulling up her panties, I just hate saying that word. I feel like a creep. She's pulling them up, but she stood on them and kind of ripped them. But she managed to pull them up. She said they were a little loose, and she walked into her meeting. But then her underwear just fell off. Like, I don't know if she was wearing a skirt or if it fell out the pant leg or what, but she's standing in her meeting with her coworkers and it's like everybody saw. What do you do at that point? Do you just sort of try and discreetly kick it under a filing cabinet or do you pick it up? What do you do?
Man, because I assume everyone saw it.
Yeah.
I hope she wasn't standing up there pointing at pie charts and stuff and all of a sudden it just went boop.
Yeah, the EBITDA for the 2018 fiscal season.
As you can see, our sales projections are boop, boop.
Nice use of the word EBITDA, hey?
Yeah, EBITDA, business.
Yeah.
Totally know what that is.
See, this one's along the same lines here. I went home from work once for a nap. Okay, you get 2,500 points for that.
Wow, that's a
oh, they get another 2,500 points for this next line. Took off my pants and put on PJs. Wow. That's not a nap. That's going to bed. Anyway, let's start from the beginning. I went home from work for a nap once, took off my pants, put on PJs. When I went to put my pants back on, I couldn't find my underwear, so I put on a new pair. Went to work. About an hour in, walked past the filing cabinets, see my underwear just sitting on the floor. They must have been in a pant leg and just fallen out without me noticing.
Wow.
Again, do you pick them up or do you just sort of like, hey, we had a good run to underpants and you just sort of just say goodbye to them? Sort of like when you drive a puppy out to the country and open the door. Like, do you just let it free so that you can save face and you don't have the embarrassment and humiliation of picking up your underpants from the office floor?
I would think much like my parents at my soccer games, they would pretend like I didn't belong to them.
Yeah, like you weren't the kid that just scored three times on his own net.
Yeah, you just, I don't know what the, whose underwear is this?
I was 22 years old working as a waitress, split my tight yoga pants right down the back, but had no idea. I wasn't wearing underwear. Gave the entire lunch rush crowd a view of my ass for a full tour around the restaurant before I noticed. Had to wear an apron backwards around my waist for the rest of the shift.
Wow, that's discreet.
The one thing we notice, too, is the sheer number of people that do not wear underwear. What is going on?
A lot of people going commando. And in this case, like, I feel like if I had ripped the back of my pants open and my cheeks were just swinging in the chilly night air.
I feel like I would feel that.
I would feel the breeze. I would feel the cold air. I'd feel the eyes on those cheeks. But, you know, much like the person who wore a slipper in public and didn't realize it. I just don't get it.
I'm starting to think that you wonder why superheroes wear capes. Maybe it's for that very reason, so that it hangs down in case they split their pants while they're swinging from building to building.
They do a lot of squatting and lunging.
Spider-Man is crouching all the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a cape, though, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No. Spider-Man and Batman and Superman, they have capes.
You know what? It really makes me respect catchers in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
They just squat the whole time. Can you imagine if just all of a sudden those things split wide open?
Oh, boy. An audience of 54 million people.
Game 7 of the World Series?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, especially when he's down there and they're showing that close-up of him shooting signals to the pitcher.
he's trying to order a fastball.
Instead, he orders a blown crotch.
So, yeah, I guess if there is any takeaway from pant emergency, it's that it's very common. So if you are in the midst of a pant emergency, don't worry, you're not the only one. And we as a society need to really start wearing more underwear.
I was just going
to
say, that's the one thing I learned about talking about this is just buy some underwear. If you need me to loan you some money, maybe we can talk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you need me to loan me some underwear.
No, that'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Thanks for listening to The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of The Lawn Chair Profits drink tap water. Mmm, tasty.